This is Dr. Rivero dictating on the patient Alan Shields. The last name is S-H-I-E-L-D-S. And first name is A-L-A-N, middle initial D. It's a clinical case of a 73-year-old male that we follow here in this office because of the presence of chronic kidney disease that is a stage 3B. The patient doesn't have any albuminuria or any proteinuria. I have to correct that. The patient has a microalbumin creatinine ratio that is 112 and a protein creatinine ratio that is pretty close to 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine. It has been stable. The patient is not on any SGLT2 inhibitors. It is not on a non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitors. We are monitoring this proteinuria, and we don't want to compromise the kidney function by giving this medication. If we notice that this situation gets out of control, we certainly will consider these medications. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease and atrial fibrillation that is anticoagulated with the administration of warfarin. He sees on regular basis the cardiologist, Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R. The possibility of a Watchman procedure is mentioned to the patient, and he's going to relate that to Dr. Sankar. Following number, the patient has a history of type 2 diabetes. He has a hemoglobin A1C that has been stable, 5.9%. Following number, gout that is without any manifestations, any activation. The uric acid is 5.5. Following number, the patient has hypertension that is under control. The patient complains of generalized weakness and tiredness. He says that he's not active because he has a low back pain that has been going on for a lengthy period of time. He's 6'4". The problem is that he has to increase the activity. However, I am going to recommend the primary Dr. Tangunan, T-A-N-G-U-N-A-N, to check the patient with segmentation rate, CRP, testosterone, ANA, thyroid, to see if we can find a reason or an explanation for the weakness that the patient is complaining about. Following number, the patient has osteoarthritis. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. The patient was explaining the tail of the plan and the status of the disease. I spent 8 minutes reviewing the lab. in the face-to-face, I spent 18 minutes, in the documentation, 9 minutes.